So Parshat Vayikra gives us an opportunity to do chazara on things we've been doing this year. So we will touch on something that we have in fact touched on during this year, but it's worth doing a little bit of chazara. So the Karban Chatat, right, this was actually one of our first Agadat HaShirim, and I've mentioned Iyun as well. What is a Karban Chatat? What is it?
You did a sin.
So, most of the time we're talking about you did a sin, as Chazal understand it, by accident, a sin for which, if you had done it on purpose, you would be chayv karet or mitat bedin. Then you bring a chatat. As we have noted several times, there is a problem. Right, there are several problems. I'm not going to get into too much the difference of chatat and asham, which we spent, I don't know, 2 weeks on, or something like that. However, we know that there are certain problems, like the chato that you bring, not obviously for sin, like yoledet, like sarad, like zav, like nazir, like rosh chodesh, and even in those cases, it says v'chiper alav, that there is v'chiper, which again, normally we think of as to mean atone. But, what atonement is there on Rosh Chodesh? I understand the answer. I'm going to get there. Don't worry. What we need to do is try to understand, well, what exactly is the nature of the chatat? Why do we bring it? And how do we deal with the chatao that don't seem to be about sin? So, admittedly, as we have seen, many in the Mefarshim assume, exactly as we just said, that the word chatat means sin offering. That is what it is. Right? That's what it is. And therefore, whenever you see kapara, it means atonement for sin. Now, that works for, the cases that we have in Vayikra Perek Dalid, which is the normal source, which is Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor Nefesh Titechad Avish Kagam Mikol Mitzvot Adonai Asher Lo Teasin Avasam Echad Mehina Ima Kohen Mashiach Echad Al Hashmanam Vekrev Al Chatat Avash Chatat Parvar Katamim Ladonai Lechatat. Right, so you have the Chatat of the Kohen Mashiach, and then you have a few psukim later, you have Vim Kol Adat Yisrael Yizgu V'Nelam And then you have the case of the individual who says, right? You have the Nasi, Asher Nasi Chatav Asachat, Mikol Mitzvah Adonai Elohav Asher Lo Tazen Mishkagav Vashemo, Odavi Lov Chatotav Asher Chatav Aveviat Karbano Sirizim Zachar Tamim. And then in Chav Zayin, Vim Nefesh Achat Echadav Ishkagam Eam Arts Basota Achat Mim Mitzvah Adonai Asher Lo Tazen Vashem. Now, the questions you'll have to deal with within the notion that every chatat is a sin offering, obviously, is what do we do with all the ones that seem not to be that way? So you tell me, since we've done this again, this is chazara, how would you solve the problem of Yoledet?
She swore that she'd never be with her.
Very good, right? The Gemara Nida Laman Aleph Amid Bet said Shalom Tamidah V'Rishim Ben Yochai Mivnei Ma'am Ratar Yoledet Mivia Karban. Right, the Gemara Nida clearly goes in this direction. Says why does Yoledet bring a Karban? Amarlan Bishah Shekarat Leled, because when she's in the middle of childbirth, Kofetet V'Nishbat, she jumps and swears Shalitzalik Abayla that she will never have sex with her husband again because she doesn't want to go through this. Lefichach Amra Tara Tavi Karban, right? Right, Sara'at is not hard, as we saw the Gemara. Right, the Gemara lists 7 different sins for which one gets Sara'at, Lashon Hara, Gasad Haruach, Avod Zara, the Nazir, as we've seen. Right, the Gemara suggests in Nazir, and this is already in the Midrash Halacha, that one possibility is, well, what are the two possibilities? He sinned. Either he sinned by separating himself from wine, and that asceticism is sinful, or, as the Ramban, who doesn't want to accept that, says...
There's no way that...
Or he's sinning because he's ending his Nisirut. Right? And now you'll tell me, well, what about Rosh Chodesh? Well, so, either you go the direction of the Agadata and Chulin, that God is atoning for himself for having minimized the size of the moon, or you go in the direction of the Mishnah and Shuot, which is that it's mechaper for the Tumat Mikdash Ukadashah, that once a month we bring a karban because people messed up the Kedusha and the Tahara in the Mikdash. Now there is a second possibility, which is sort of related, that some more modern thinkers suggest, which is maybe there are two types of chatot. There are ones for people who did sins, and then there's ones for impure. And why are they related? Because both of them are somewhat separated from the community, and they need to be allowed back in, either because they were impure and now they need to be allowed back when they're pure, or the sinners, because they are like spiritually outside the community and they come back. And then obviously within this, you have to ask the question that we've talked about many times, which is, well, why do you need atonement at all for accidental sins? And as we've seen, the Rambam says what? Because it's sinful to be not careful. Right? As the Rambam puts it in his halachic formulation, which he says this in Mor Nevuchim, but in Chicago, Heivav, again, I first heard from Buchenstein who pointed here, where he's talking about a case where someone is not chayev. Where someone is not chayev. And he says, why would you not be chayev? So he says, because in ones you're not chayev. But if you were shogeg, sha shogeg hayalo livdok ulidakdek. Because he should have been careful. V'ilu badak yafe yafe v'digdek v'she'elo lo yabali deshkaga. And if he'd check enough, he wouldn't. Ulafi shelo tarach v'drisha v'chakira. Since he didn't do enough investigation. Achach yaseh tzarech kapara. He needs atonement. The Ramban, as we saw, said alternatively that what? Yes, exactly. There's metaphysical whatever, right? A metaphysical blemish in the soul. And then you'll say, okay, well, how does the Chatat provide atonement? So this I don't think we've talked about, but again, there's a nice piece. You can look at Al Atar that summarizes some of these things. Some of it we've seen, some of it we haven't. So either you go the direction of the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, which we have seen this, which is it's a substitute for you, or it's as if you were killed, as if you put it. Others say, no, that it's not that it's like magic, it's that it psychologically reminds you to do tshuva. And then what does kapara mean? So either it means the removal of sin, or it covers you, right? Covers your sin, that's shadal, based on the fact that the teva of Noach, we call it covering. Chafarta to mibayit umichutz, right? By kofar, it's covered with tar, or ransom, right? From ransom that you paid ransom for yourself. Yeah, and then you obviously can go through different things, right? Why the types of karbana that we give? Is it that the bigger the animal, the more serious the sin? Why do you do smicha, right? So is it so that you can feel like, you're transferring your guilt to it, or that your sin is removed, or that it's substituting for you? And the like. Okay. And we'll leave for a moment the difference of chatan and asham. The other possibility that we mentioned, and I think it was our first or second Agadah Tashir, is much more popular amongst modern scholars, but as we saw already, it has hints in the Gemara. That was what we noted in that Agadah Tashir. But for the moment, I'll focus on those sort of the modern versions. Is that chatat isn't primarily a sin offering? What is it?
An offering for misstep.
No, so I mean that's similar to the version. Is that it's purification? Lechate can also mean to purify, and therefore, what it's trying to do is purify not the sinner, but the Mikdash, right? I mentioned from Yoni Grossman, that again, this is all the beginning of the year, right? That his sort of summary of the modern view is that the Mikdash is the Dorian Gray of the Jewish people, right? The portrait of Dorian Gray. You know the portrait of Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
The story of the portrait of Dorian Gray is that when he sells his soul to the devil or something, and he will never grow old, but as his sins and things happen, he has a portrait of himself that gets more monstrous, right? He stays looking fine, but only because of this cursed painting. that the Mikdash is the Dorian, is the painting of Dorian, the portrait of Dorian Gray, right? That it, when the Jews sin, it's somehow defiled, and you need to clean it, right? The chate means to clean, right? It's sometimes used in the context of like litaher, right? As a parallel of litaher, right? So. Right, like the mechatat, right, the waters of the paraduma, which cleanse, right, where it's v'chot asel taharam azel azel mechatat. You purify them by the mechatat. And if that's the case, so then it could be lechatay is more, right, to purify the mishkan from the spiritual blemish caused by the sin, and that could be because of sin, but could also be because of purity, impurity, which are some of the other cases where you get it, right? So this is, just to read you maybe a line of this from Rav David Zvi Hoffman, right? So he says, one second. Long piece. Right, so he says, L'chatat, klomar litihur. It comes for purification. Chatot uvu michal yedei tmeim. It's brought by people who are tamik. When you learn mitzvah, azava, azava. Right, paraduma, which is meant to purify, is called a chatat. Why? Lechatei erabayit, to purify the Beit HaMikdash. If he's in it, it's called chatat, lemaaseh tihur. V'achi tuyura, lo rak tihura nefesh, it's not just purifying and cleansing the soul of the sinner, elegam tihura mizbeach o HaMikdash. And that's the common denominator. So there has to be impurity that has to be cleansed, whether it be spiritual, physical, right? Whether it be because of sin or because someone gave birth, had sarad, had was a zav, or a nazir who came in contact with a corpse, they have to bring chatat. And he uses this to explain, that's why by chatat, as we saw, you don't sprinkle the blood on the person, but you have actually extra sprinkling on the mizbeach itself, because you're cleansing the mikdash. In this, Dorian Gray-esque way. Now, obviously, in this sense, you have to downplay the importance of smicha, right? Because the connection isn't as tight anymore. Now it's with the mikdash, and rather than with the person, v'chiper might be more like purging, right? Now, sometimes v'chiper is also paired with v'taher, so it's a cleansing. Now the problem is v'nislachlo, right? The problem obviously is that it says v'nislachlo, that it attends the sin. Now this is a problem because modern scholars like Milgram, as I mentioned earlier in the year, think that it only cleanses the mikdash. For David Zvi Hoffman, it does both, right? It cleanses the mikdash and it cleanses the person. So there's no problem that it also says v'nislachlo because it does both. Okay, now obviously to fully fill out the picture, you have to talk about the difference in Asham and Chatat, but we won't talk about that today. But that was a little bit more of an elaboration of some of the ideas that we've seen around the nature of Chatat.